Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my weekly commentary for Monday the 11th of March 2013. I know I normally spend this Monday, the second Monday of the month, talking about issues that have arisen recently which might affect your financial plans. There's not much on the cards at the moment, but what I really want to talk about today is actually a book recommendation. It's called The Entrepreneurial Revolution by an Australian by the name of Daniel Priestley. And the reason why I'm so keen on this is because he has been my mentor over the last 6 months or so. And I spent last Friday and Saturday at a conference he had organized in London called Expand Your Brand. Actually, it's more about expanding your mindset. And it was the most fabulous conference, attended by at least 250 entrepreneurial business people, the new entrepreneurs of this age. And Daniel and his colleagues on stage came across with some really important key messages for all of us as business owners. Not just us, I think, but for our children as well. The world is changing and we know that. But as Daniel and others said, there's never ever been a better time to be a small business. And especially if you know how to do it. Everything is changing at the moment. Cultures are changing, economies are changing, technologies are changing. And it's possible, if you know how, to become a key person of influence in your industry, build up that small business, then further ramp it up into a campaign-driven enterprise, and finally turn it into a global small business. And I think the key message that comes across is it's not about what we do, it's all about our output. It's all about what we produce, whether that's in the form of physical goods or in the productization of our own intellectual property. One of the light bulb moments that came across at the conference was something that's always worried me, which is why I've never really thought the MBA I did back in the late 80s was of any real value. One of the comments that was made was that most of those MBAs are put together by people involved in big businesses and they really concentrate on the big business approach. But actually, that's not the right approach if you're running a small business. You need to do things very, very differently. I think Michael Gerber understood that when he developed the whole concept of the E-Myth, which still remains extremely valid these days. But for a small business, it's all about taking small steps to build up a business into a big business. It's not about making that big leap straight away. And the same principle applies to our clients and customers. It's not about asking them to make that big leap into a big product straight away. It's all about enabling them to take small steps, building a product or service ecosystem, which gives them time and opportunity to really understand us and our products. So for instance, the first five steps, the five P's, in building a small business are pitch, getting to know what you do and telling other people, publishing your ideas and your values, turning your intellectual property into products, raising your profile, and forming partnerships and joint ventures, because we can't do it all on our own. So how does this affect us in financial planning terms? I think one of the most profound insights I got was the concept of being small but thinking big. Most of us, when asked the question, what's our number? What sort of income do we want? What's our wealth aspirations? Came up with modest numbers. And Dan made the point that actually is entirely selfish. All we're doing is thinking about ourselves. How can we actually go and change the world on a small income or with only a small amount of capital? I think what's amazing about the people who I was with is that they're all passionate about changing the world in one way or another. And if we're going to do that, we have to think big. And obviously the number is a key element of our life and financial plans. What do we want to earn? How much money do we want in the future? And how are we going to get it? As Dan said, greed is thinking only about yourself. What you should be doing is thinking really big for what you can give to others. And I think that's profoundly insightful and important. And I think this is also going to be profoundly important for our children. As the world gets more automated, they're no longer going to be serving their apprenticeships in Tesco stacking shelves, or at the checkout, or at McDonald's. They're going to serve their apprentices in the offices as the new entrepreneurs, and so they're going to learn an entrepreneurial culture right from the very start. So my recommendation is do get hold of The Entrepreneurial Revolution by Dan Priestley and give it a read. That's it for me. Take care. Many thanks.